You can come in. Ah, it's you. So how is progress going on the reports? Good. Good. And did you get that email sent over to Wilkinshaw like I asked? You didn't. I sent that email 3 hours ago. Nothing in your inbox. Clearly, you didn't do a thorough job of checking, because if you look at my screen, I clearly sent it. Mistakes like these are why your career has completely stalled in the last year. You were doing so great when you joined the company a year ago. Bright, handsome, charming. You were clearly set to be management material. It's why I chose you to work under me. The initial period went great. Those process improvements you implemented were impressive. You saved our department thousands of dollars by finding a cheaper and more efficient supplier. My supervisor was seriously eyeing you for a specialized role directly under him. Things were going so great for you until the holiday party. You seemed to be doing great when we talked, and I handed you some eggnog. 20 minutes later, you were stumbling all over the place, causing a scene. Clearly, you must have snuck in some booze somehow. I know you claim you didn't have anything to drink that night, though you did a poor job of hiding the evidence. We found the empty whiskey bottle in the largest drawer of your desk. To keep you from causing a commotion in your groggy state, I guided you to the print room so you could sober up there briefly. Some of the executives were nearby, so I had to guide them away from the scene you caused. I saved your job. Especially for when I came back and caught you on the copier making copies of your ass and balls. After that pitiful display, you then made some advances towards me, but stumbled and passed out on the floor. From what HR told me, you were blackout drunk and unable to recall any memories of that night. Most people would have pressed charges. You should be so grateful for what I didn't do. I know what's best for you. Now say thank you, Miss Sosha. Say it. Good. You've had some issues with following my commands in the past, but I think we've been making some headway into becoming a proper employee. Anyways, on to the other reason for the meeting today. Now, I know that your 1 year hiring anniversary is coming close. Our company, Conglomulax, does salary reviews on those anniversaries to see if a raise based on your performance is needed. Right now, I'm leaning towards grading you as a needs improvement. Some of the projects you've been responsible for weren't completed in a timely fashion. Yes, I know you claim that you saw someone remotely control your screen to delete the projects, but that simply isn't logical. Who would benefit from that? Despite your fall from grace, you have the potential to do great. So much was completed when worked overtime on the Carson case for a month straight. You were anxious about the tension it brought to your relationship. She wasn't a good fit. This is the start of a serious career. You can't let something like a fickle relationship with some floozy jeopardize that. Only under my guidance will you be able to accomplish anything. I want you to show that you understand by kneeling on the floor. No, then I don't think you understand the severity of this. In the report, I'll recall the events of the holiday party. Oh, the job market is brutal right now. It's hard for anyone to get a job in an office, but especially those with a tainted reputation. You can't afford to disobey me, especially since your landlord called demanding rent. Oh, it must be so hard to get by since your girlfriend moved out after breaking up with you. I don't think you have the cash to survive the job hunt. So just do what I say, and you won't have to worry about that. Now kneel. Good. Glad to see you aren't going to let your pride destroy your career. Next, I want you to crawl on your hands and knees and then get under my desk. A good worker should understand that their proper place is underneath their supervisor. I'm just taking things more literally right now. What is with that defiant look in your eyes? Maybe I should rest my legs on you to remind you of your place. Those broad shoulders make for the perfect leg rest. You should be enjoying the sight of my luscious thighs on either side of your head. The texture of my nylon pantyhose softly caressing your ears. Plus, there's the sight of my lacy red panties. Should be such a thrilling sight, especially since you broke up with your girlfriend months ago. I'm sure you're all pent up since you've been so busy working on all those projects late into the night all these months. Too tired to go out to the clubs or bars. Just time spent here at the office with me, or resting at your apartment. Exactly how I want you to be. Other women are a distraction. Nothing should keep you from being focused on serving under me. I'm the one taking care of you, allowing you to keep your job. You should worship me. I demand it. So why don't you start by kissing up my inner thighs? That's it. Work your way up my legs, giving me all the thorough attention that I deserve. God, your face is so close now. I can feel your breath against the fabric. Hike up my skirt and take my panties off. I'm going to put them on your head to mark that you belong to me. Look at the way you pout with the fabric over your nose. Oh, it's adorable. Though I don't want to see it ever again. So if you glare at me, I'm changing my recommendation to a 10% pay cut. You should be delighted that you're going to collect a paycheck and serve your queen. Instead of pouting, use those lips of yours to give my pussy the attention it needs. Just like that. Stimulate the clit. Yeah. It's been ages since a man has done foreplay this well. But let's have you show some more initiative. Eat my pussy however you want. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck. Keep licking. Try to find my sensitive spots from how I moan. Attention to detail was one of the skills you listed on your resume. Now is the time to prove it. Yes. That's it. Good job, my pet. I'm going to work on some items that need to be done before the manager meeting at 4. So keep licking. I'll let you know when you're done. Oh, hi, Becky. How are things going with legal? The new product is still having that issue? We'll need to get that fixed before it can be released in the EU. Regulators are going to have a field day with it otherwise. Did I tell you to stop? Keep licking. Yes. Much better. Don't worry. Becky's going to rant about European regulations for a while. We can be a little bit louder. Suck on my clit. Yeah, I don't know what to say, Becky. It's a pain in the ass for you to deal with. I'm doing some work. I had a discussion with my star employee. Needed to remind him of his role and guide him to do better. Yes, he can be quite the charmer. And knows how to use his tongue. You could say that he's a cunning linguist. Though, I'll need to see a demonstration of how hard his work ethic is. Yes, I know. I got really lucky. I'll keep my eye on you to stop him from getting swiped. Though if you go anywhere near him, I will cut the brakes of your car. Anyways, Becky, I've got to hang up. Oh. There's something that's been building up that I need to address now. Bye, Becky.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Fuck! That bitch talks fucking way too much. She doesn't know when to shut her fucking mouth. I'm so glad I have you. You know when to stop talking and use your tongue in other ways that are very much appreciated. Don't worry, we're the only ones around right now. The rest of our team is at lunch, and the other team is at a meeting on the fourth floor. So it's just you and me. Oh, fuck. And you've been doing such a good job eating my pussy. Can you taste how wet I am? Oh, fuck. I should have had you do this more. Working on something at night with you between my legs would be so much easier. I would put you in for a raise. Though right now, I'm focused on something else that's rising. Is someone getting hard eating me? Is someone getting hard? Is someone getting hard eating the pussy of his sexy boss? I'm going to move this out of the way. And then hop on top of the desk. You should get out from underneath and take your pants and underwear off. Ooh, look at that cock of yours. Hard and throbbing. And all for me. Why don't you slide the tip in? You've done a great job of warming me up. Yes, finally. I have been waiting a year for this moment. Start slow. Make me feel every inch of this rock-hard dick. Oh, yes. That's it. Now rub my clit. Yes. Show your manager the attention she deserves. You don't seem as enthused as I would like you to be, but that doesn't matter. I love our office's dress attire. It means I can grab your tie, bring you close to me, and do this. Consider this a hostile takeover. Now, why don't you start going faster? Good job. Good job. This shaft is a perfect fit. Oh, we were meant to be together. I set up everything so that this could happen. Oh, yes. I've had this burning desire for you ever since I met you. So handsome, broad shoulders, and a devilish charisma. I knew I had to have you. Yeah. You have an incredible amount of diligence and endurance. So eager to please those around you. Perfect quality for a lover, too. There's a slight submissive side to you. Most people can't see it, but it made me want to claim you even more. Fuck. I want you to fuck me harder, my pet. I know you want to fuck your over-demanding boss. Fuck, yes. That's it. Yes. Yes. Fuck me like you mean it. Oh, fuck. I know you must have been all bent up and angry after working so hard. Now you have a chance to use it. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's it. Slam that rock-hard cock in my wet pussy. Yes, give me that rough fucking that I deserve. Yes, right there. Don't stop. Fuck me harder, you fucking slut. I can take it. Yes. You're getting close, aren't you? You can come in me. You can come in me. I'm on birth control, so pump all that sperm in me. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Just like Your performance was excellent. I'm excited for the next time we'll do it. Lean in close and give me a kiss. All that time and effort paid off. drugging your eggnog. The remote monitor access. Lying about being on birth control. All to put you in place where you're dependent on me. Making sure that I'm always happy with you. Now, you're mine, and I intend to savor every moment of it. Now put your pants on and finish the Wilkinshaw account. I'll call you in for the next time I need you.